Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 3 o'clock hour on the Hochman, Crowder, and Solana program. Barry Jackson posted, by the way, announcer assignments this week. We know Dolphins Ravens Thursday night, Amazon Prime, and CBS4 in Miami. You'll have Al Michaels, Kirk Herbstreit, and the regular Amazon Prime crew. For Hurricanes SMU, which is noon on Saturday, it will be, once again, just like it was for the Stanford game, Mark Jones, Roddy Jones, and that regular cast. And Barry Jackson says, so expect a lot more shout-outs to Miami-Dade communities. I don't know if you watched the, Mark Jones loves, and he's a local guy, he loves to shout out local Miami communities, and it's just like a laundry list at some point in the game. You know, it's like Coconut Grove. He goes through every Dade and Broward community, so expect more of that from Mark Jones. That is Saturday noon, and of course you can hear the game here as well on 104.3 FM WQAM. So we do 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored. Game Day Uncensored, as we mentioned with Appel last segment, will be Thursday beginning at 4 p.m. on this radio station. 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored is brought to you by the Lexus TX. Room for all your passions and 3 rows of luxurious comfort. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. So ESPN did a list of the top 25 players who could be traded, who could be on the move before Tuesday's trade deadline. And it's in order of talent available, right? Yes. You want to guess who the number one they think available player will be? It's tough.
I'm terrible at this. We've done this before.
It's Trey Hendrickson of the Bengals.
Oh, makes sense.
Yeah.
It's somebody with an expiring contract that the team might not bring. It's a lot of crap that goes
There's a lot of crap that goes into it, especially if a team is no good and just needs to load up. But number two available talent, according to ESPN, someone they think might be traded.
Just because you said Devon so many times.
Jalen Phillips.
Jalen Waddle.
Really?
They have Jalen Waddle at number two. They write, this is a similar situation to Hendrickson. The team does not plan to trade the player, but interest is there. It's like what I said. I mean, their ears are going to be open. While Miami could be tempted to trade players due to its record, Waddle is a building block on offense. He's due $36.1 million in cash over 2025-2026. Reasonable for a high-end receiver these days. Mm-hmm. Multiple league execs expect the Dolphins' no-trade stance to stand, barring a surprise.
Everything's for sale.
I mean, there's always, like, they put predicted chance of him getting traded 10%.
Yeah.
But you'd be crazy not to listen.
And the
right?
And the players won't be upset. You think Waddle's mad if a contending team trades for him?
No, I don't think he would be. No.
Even Jalen Phillips, even anybody we bring up, Bradley Chubb, the players are going to be, it's bad to say, they'll probably be excited because that means the team is making moves because they're doing well and think you can push them over the top.
Number 8 on the ESPN list is Jalen Phillips.
That one makes all the sense in the world to me. Unfortunately, we all love JP. Not that he's had the best year, but are you going to pay him next season? Like that conversation has to be coming up because you're entering another Christian Wilkins type situation where he's obviously going to garner a lot of interest. People are going to want to pay him money. He's going to want to get paid. And I don't know, two major injuries, last two seasons hasn't been available. And if you are going into a reset or rebuild, whatever the hell you want to call it, I don't know. I don't think you
could make a case either way.
Either team, if it's on the Dolphins or on the team that trades for him, he's nowhere close to getting the Miles Garrett, Parsons, TJ Watt stuff because he can't stay healthy. So where does he land? Because they will get, they're at $40 million a year, those top three, because they were racing for 41. I think TJ got 41 after Miles and Micah signed. Where does he go? What does he do? What are you getting for Jalen Phillips? I don't think you get a one for him. He's been hurt 2 years in a row.
They do not have Devon Achane on the ESPN list, so I'm guessing that means that they do not think he would be made available under any circumstance. They do have some interesting ones. They have Kirk Cousins at number 21. They have Russell Wilson at number 19. I mean, obviously, the Giants would love to get rid of him. I don't know what the – looking at what they said. Bengals had a clear opening 2 weeks ago, opted for Joe Flacco. Giants could slide Jameis Winston into the number two quarterback spot if they aggressively pursue a trade of Wilson. At this stage of Wilson's career, compensation would not be steep. His days as a productive starter appear to be over. He has a trade-friendly base salary of $2 million.
They can't just sit
around.
But
who the hell wants him?
That's what I'm saying. With Winston behind him, they got to move one. Why sit around with all three of those quarterbacks when Jackson Dart literally has to be hurt not to be the starter moving forward?
I'm just telling you, Dolphins fans, because we're coming off a win now, so it feels different. This conversation, 1 week out from the trade deadline, would feel totally different if you had just put up the Cleveland game than it does after the Atlanta game. I'm just saying, steel yourselves for something that may not feel good when you hear it.
Do you think they should move on from Achane or Waddle?
Not Achane. For me, Achane, man, that guy's he's the offense. Like, that's it.
And we talked about this before because we were talking about moving him. And you were like, hey, you're rebuilding your team. You start with a running back, which I'm with you. You got to have a quarterback. But you look at the top teams out there right now, bringing up the Lions and who else? The Eagles, the Packers. All of them have dog running backs. You got to have them. I don't know where you're comfortable prioritizing him in your pay scale, but you got to have a dog running back.
Yeah, because I had said that last week or 2 weeks ago where I said, hey, why not trade Devon Achane? I love Devon Achane. It's Achane or bust right now, but only from the standpoint of if you are going to rebuild your team, hey, Devon Achane's going to be up for a contract, whether next season or the following. Do you really want to pay a running back that much money when there's value in not paying a running back that much money and
but
spreading out the cap?
You'd literally be stripping the cupboards bare.
Correct. Yeah. And you know, Alf Arteaga, who does the three yards per carry podcast, I think is what it's called, he had tweeted me. He's like, what a dumb take, because now you're just trying to hope you find another Devon Achane,
right?
Which is true. Like, you're trading a guy that you love because you're saying, hey, we'll find another one. But what if you don't? Like, you have him here
already. The question is, how does it play out, right? So does Stephen Ross talk to someone who he respects football-wise and say, you know, I'm probably going to make a change at the end of this season, barring something dramatic, mm-hmm. I'm going to make a change. What would you suggest? And if the person he's speaking with says, tell Chris Greer, get rid of everyone. Good return, but Mr. Ross, you got to build this thing from the bottom up. Whoever you're going to bring in. Listen, is it possible he's talking to a GM who he thinks is going to be the next GM? What would you do if I were to hire you? Would you like a whole bunch of draft picks? Or would you like Jalen Waddle and Devon Achane as your starting points? Like, I don't think it can just be Chris Greer's decision. I think this comes from higher up, and the direction is given to him by Stephen Ross. Because I think it would be folly the other way.
I hope Stephen Ross, it's been folly with these draft picks and these acquisitions. I hope Stephen Ross is looking for higher counsel. So even higher than Stephen Ross.
Right.
Yeah, well, let me go talk to somebody else football outside of this building. Devon Achane, you're not going to find another Devon Achane that easily.
Yeah.
You don't – I think – you. Waddle is not a $30 million one.
But he's
a $30 million two, and that's too much.
I did look up – to be fair, I looked up the – right now, the highest paid wide receivers in the NFL. He's not – in that range of Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson, CeeDee Lamb, DK Metcalf. He's not. He's more in the T. Higgins, DJ Moore, Devontae Smith range, which I think is where he should be valued at. So whether or not the Dolphins gave him that money, he was going to get that money elsewhere from another team because Crowder, I mean, that's where he falls, right? He's Deebo Samuel. He's Devontae Smith. Like, that's who he is. What,
the names you just said? T. Higgins, Devontae Smith, DJ Moore, they're better than Waddle.
But they're number two options. Very, very elite number two options. And, bro, Jalen Waddle has been balling, man. He had one. He had a bad game in Cleveland.
The Cleveland game was a bad game, but that was an outlier.
But we're not caught. I don't think any of us are blaming it on Jalen Waddle.
No,
Tua said he couldn't see him.
Yeah.
He's too little.
Yeah. Where's darker Moore. Clothing?
Do something. DJ Moore is a big guy, too. He might be able to see his little helmet pop up.
Hawk, this all goes back to what you have been saying for 2 years, which is, are they close with the building blocks in place? Obviously, some guys go because you have to make smart moves and add capital for the upcoming couple drafts. But are they close with some of the building blocks? There's blueprints. The Commanders. We could go down the list of guys. They don't completely tank for 2-3 seasons like the Dolphins tried to do. They just change regimes. You bring in a new coach, and you start filling in the gaps.
But you find that quarterback, which is what happened to Washington.
Right. Yes.
Like, they found Jaden Daniels.
The Broncos, too, right? The Broncos didn't tank for 2 seasons.
Bo Nix has been unbelievable.
No one thought Bo Nix was going to score 30 points in a quarter.
No one.
But the team has been good, and they didn't gut it. They just made smart moves to build a better team, and now 2 seasons later, after getting blown out, giving up 70 points, they're going to be a playoff contender. I think that's the key here.
And it's the thing about what – so to that, not the total teardown, we're just knocking the house down and restarting. The Broncos had a hell of a defense. They draft pass rusher. They have the best defensive player, Pat Surtain Jr. Like, they had a good defense. They had to find an offensive threat and a quarterback. To our point about the Dolphins' identity, what are we set on and what are we rebuilding?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if we know anymore because it seems to be a fluid situation.
We need some corners, Hawk.
But
what about the line?
Right.
Okay, let's get the line right. And now we can't cover anybody. There's just so many holes. What are we going to hold on to where it's not a total rebuild?
Let's do headlines with Solana, brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com.
There was a change in the NFL. Tyler Shuck will start over Spencer Rattler. That was the big QB news in the NFL right today.
Rattler's bad.
Bad.
Goodness gracious.
Bad.
He was just slinging it to the other team.
The Saints stink, man.
Yeah.
Bad.
How about this? I know we talked about the Chiefs, but how about this stat that I heard on the broadcast yesterday? They beat the Commanders 28-7. There was a point where, I don't know if it was Kareem Hunt, maybe Rashee Rice, somebody fumbled the ball. They recovered it right away. And the broadcast said the Chiefs have fumbled 8 times this season. They've recovered all 8 fumbles. They're great, and I was marveling at how anytime they need a third and short, fourth down conversion, they get it, like, every time. But also, the bounces tend to bounce their way.
It's nice when things go your way. Yeah. That's when you know you're in store for a good season that lasts, when everything just seems to go your way.
All right, your local schedule. The Heat play the Hornets tonight at the Kaseya Center. Final home game before Miami heads out to the West Coast. They'll play 4 straight out on the West. They start with the Spurs. They were just doing 20 minutes of Victor Wembanyama highlights. Probably not even enough. But that'll be on Thursday tonight. Heat, Hornets, Norman Powell is questionable.
I saw Barry Jackson tweet out something like, you know, the Clippers fans were yelling, they were chanting FBI, mm-hmm. FBI, when the Hornets were in town. Barry Jackson was suggesting something along the lines of, give us our pick back. Something like that. Will there be any chance tonight from the Heat faithful?
I think there will be. People are pissed off about this, man.
No,
rightfully
so. It should be.
Probably cuss words. We're a little aggressive down
Nobody
here.
Likes to get fleeced, man.
That doesn't really roll off the tongue, though, right? Give us our pick back.
Yeah, that's why I was asking if there was anything better, because that was Barry Jackson's suggestion.
I think it might be an F word, but not fleeced.
Take back Terry. Ah, whatever. I don't know. You guys figure it
or
out.
Or you know what you did or something like that.
There you go. Yeah. You know what you did.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah, Jimbo.
The Panthers play the Ducks, 7
p.m. What would be the cadence, though, Jimmy?
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul, and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores, or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1, it's $15 a month. 2, seriously, it's $15 a month. 3, no big contract. 4, I use it. 5, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What the cadence of?
Like, you know what you did, or would it be, you know what you did? Like, what's the cadence?
I don't know.
Well, you can't start the chant if you don't have the cadence. The cadence is probably the most important part of the chant.
Jimmy, just an idea miss.
All right, okay.
Yeah. I'll work on it. You know I started the LeBron is tired chant.
I do know that. That's one of your calling cards.
Arguably the greatest chant in Heat history, by the way.
I thought it was Dos Minutos.
No, I mean, you're confuse a public address announcer with a fan chant? Like, I mean, do you think Michael Biamonte starts the wave?
Two many steps.
Oh, okay. So the Heat Nation, somebody just tweeted me. Thank you, Alex, on Twitter. Heat Nation, Heat versus Haters account. Give our pick back. Give our pick back.
But I don't want to. I don't want to ask. That seems too pleasant. Give our pick back.
We're telling though.
Yeah, but it's like, I don't know. I'd rather get right to the punitive the punitive damages rather than ask for my pick back. Now, too late for my pick back. Now I got to tell you what's in store.
Just be nasty.
Yeah.
Not F you, Charlotte.
Right, something like that.
Just to the point. A little aggressive.
All right, well, we'll have wall-to-wall coverage starting at 6:15.
All right, there you go. Preheat, 6:15 tonight.
Panthers tonight.
See what Tommy Tighe thinks.
Okay.
Hey, Jimmy, call Tommy Tighe. You have his number? Call Tommy Tighe. Bounce your idea off him. What was your idea again? What was your chant idea?
Give us our pick back? Something
no,
like
that was it. That's what he just said. You had a totally different idea.
No,
you don't remember your own idea?
No, I don't.
We know what you did.
Because you made me question it.
Oh, yeah, we know what you did.
We know what you did.
Yeah. Call Tommy Tighe and ask him what he thinks about that and what the cadence should be.
He'll hang up right on me.
Well, listen, don't ever say no for the client.
If I hear a "we know what you did" chant tonight, I will poop myself.
We know what you did.
We know what you did. You know what I mean? The cadence is so important on that.
Yeah, it's gotta work.
Because it could be the dual chant from each side of the arena. We know what you did. We know what you did. Mm-hmm. You know, bounce all that off Tommy because he's been around a while. He knows.
That's still a little snitchy.
We know what you did?
Yeah, we know what you did.
Oh, I don't think that's snitchy. I think that's like you're on notice.
Yeah, more aggressive with it.
We know what you did.
Couple Dolphins notes. Panthers tonight, 7 p.m. They host the Ducks, the Anaheim Ducks, 7 p.m. The Dolphins might be without Bradley Chubb because his status is unclear. McDaniel's supposed to speak. I don't know if he already started.
I think he did already.
Did he already start? But I don't know if you saw any clarity on Bradley Chubb, but Bradley Chubb is dealing with a couple injuries, shoulder and foot, so his status was unclear before McDaniel spoke. Again, I don't know the update, but that's important because, hey, you got Lamar Jackson that's supposed to start on Thursday.
That's the Chubb deal is a knock against Chris Greer. They gave him $200 million, brought him over, gave him $200 million.
There's way bigger knocks against Chris Greer than that, Crowder. I mean, he got hurt. If he and JP don't get hurt in 2023, you know, do the Dolphins have a better chance in Kansas City? I mean, I don't think they do, but I think it's a fair point to be had.
I mean, it's kind of a difference to have those guys out there.
You keep bringing in old damaged goods. Teron Armstead, if he plays, we're protected. If Jalen, Bradley,
Darren Waller.
If my uncle had a swiper, he'd be my uncle still. I think I said it wrong.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Good point, though, Crowder. I'm with you.
If my aunt had a swiper,
he'd
be my uncle.
David Fioronis tweets out, Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa will continue to wear the visor. He says the eye is feeling better and still hasn't nailed down the cause of the swelling game day against the Falcons. Tua says the team loves this from Jonah Savayinaya, but I don't know what this is because I can't listen to the clip that he posted.
It's got to be just Jonah obviously playing better,
I think,
but
it's the
locker room.
The dance. It was almost like a haka. Yeah.
We had all them Samoans one year.
Reagan Mawia.
Samson Satelli.
Yeah.
Soli Paul. So we brought in like four Samoans, and they used to do that dance. It's pretty cool.
Every time, you know, the U.S. men's national team in basketball will play New Zealand and they do the haka, every time that happens, it goes viral on social media. People love that stuff, man.
I'm watching a video that David Fioronis posted here. I'm putting the sound up. It's Patrick Paul being interviewed at his locker. And
by
I think
Ollie Gordon, right?
Yeah, but I also think Donovan Campbell is in the picture. Yeah, Donovan Campbell is in the picture, too. This Patrick Paul is one of the largest human beings I've ever seen.
Grown up.
Unbelievable how big this guy is.
And he's playing well.
Yeah. I thought so. Certainly, I mean, everybody played well in the Atlanta game. Ollie Gordon played. I mean, there's a reason Ollie Gordon's doing interviews. You know, like, they're all having fun. They've been waiting all season for that game.
Yes.
David Fioronis just tweeted out, Oronde Gadsden Sr., Miami Dolphins highlights.
Yeah.
Going to join us right now.
Everybody loves OG highlights.
Yes, sir. All right. Your weather, sponsored by Chillzone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit ChillzoneAC.com. Right now in South Florida, it is 85 degrees. Tonight, the lows are going to drop into the mid-70s. That is your weather.
All right, Aronde Gadsden is going to join us in the next segment, so do not go anywhere. See if OG the second is still on his fantasy bench.
Y'all better not let chronic pain impact the quality of your life. You have arthritis, you have tendon pain, you have joint pain. I got to let you know that your own body can help treat that pain without drugs or surgery, and it's called regenerative medicine. And QC Kinetics is the largest, fastest-growing regenerative medicine group in the entire country. I'm telling you, I went through all the surgeries. I retire. The knees hurt. Go to the doctor. They'll give you scripts now. They'll give you painkillers, all that crap, anti-inflammatories. They'll put you in surgery because, let me tell you a secret, surgeons went to school for years to do surgeries. They wake up to do surgeries. You have another option. Regenerative medicine and QC Kinetics is at the forefront nationwide of this innovative chronic pain relieving treatment system. It has helped me, and it can help you. Not just help me. It's helped thousands and thousands of people, and now it's time for you to find out how your own body can help itself. I got the PRP shots. I got the healing lasers, and it helped me not be in cast for 3 months or in a wheelchair, all the crazy stuff they were telling me. And this Veterans Day, QC Kinetics is giving back to our hero veterans, and they will get $500 off their treatment. And for every non-veteran who gets care at QC Kinetics, they will donate $500 to the Wounded Warrior Project. It's a great time to book your free consultation right now. So call QC Kinetics today. Help the heroes, and you can help yourself in the process. Don't replace it. Regenerate it. 844-77-REGEN. That's the number. 844-777-3436. When you tell them Crowder sent you down there, you will get a free consultation and $500 off your first treatment. You got to hit up QC Kinetics. Brand new office on Southeast 17th Street in Fort Lauderdale. They're expanding because it works. Don't replace it. Regenerate it. 844-77-REGEN. That's 844-777-3436.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Khalil?
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1, it's $15 a month. 2, seriously, it's $15 a month. 3, no big contracts. 4, I use it. 5, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Aronde Gadsden. He's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He played receiver for the Dolphins for 6 glorious seasons. And his son, Aronde II, is in the midst of his first glorious season for the L.A. Chargers. So, Aronde, is he still on your fantasy bench?
snug as a bug in a rug.
Tell everybody, because this went viral. I don't know if you guys saw this. So, you know, Rondé says on our show a couple weeks ago that his son is on his fantasy bench, and because he's balling out, he's not putting OG the second on his active lineup because he doesn't want to, you know, you got a little superstitions working here. He's having a great NFL season being on Aronde's fantasy bench, so he's keeping him there. He doesn't want to change anything up. And this became viral. They used the clip of you on our show in myriad sports shows, including SportsCenter. And the Chargers, after the last game, tweeted out, raise your hand if you're starting Aronde Gadsden on your fantasy team. A little, that was a little troll to you, old Pops, who didn't start him. Tell everyone who raised his hand, retweeted it, and said, he's starting on my fantasy team.
It was John Legend, and it was kind of cool. Didn't even know John Legend was in the fantasy football, but it was kind of cool, man, to see that, you know, he's paying attention to us.
John Legend, John Mother Bleeping Legend, is tweeting about Aronde's son,
and he got me and John Legend 18.7 points last week.
He sure did. I lost again.
But you're losing with a smile, man.
Yeah, I'm losing with a smile. I lost again. Dallas Goedert is my starter. He had 17 points with two touchdowns. I would have won 1 point less.
You're the happiest dad in the NFL, man.
Happiest losing fantasy football dad in the NFL.
For real. Let's talk Dolphins, OG. They had their best complete game against the Falcons on Sunday. Do you think they can put that together again in a couple nights against Lamar Jackson and the Ravens here at Hard Rock Stadium?
You know, I think it's going to be tough only because, you know, even though Atlanta had Bijan Robinson, they didn't run him a lot. I don't know how many carries he had. He had not a lot of carries, but I think the Ravens are going to come and run Derrick Henry a lot. So if the defense can stand up, then it's possible on offense. I think everybody was used. I think they, you know, they used Ollie Gordon when they had to, which is a big deal, you know, because we see A-Chain all the time. And, you know, Waddle obviously made some plays, big plays. I mean, those plays he's supposed to make. I don't think it was, like, a big deal. I mean, he made the plays he was supposed to make, which we expect from him. That's not a big deal. But, you know, Washington got his first touchdown, and they spread the ball around, and Tua was pretty much on point. And so, you know, those are things we expect to see happen. And if they happen again, we have to just, you know, hope the defense comes to play. Because, I mean, you know, Lamar Jackson waited to start when he was home, right? I'm pretty sure he could have started last week, but he waited till he was coming home. So, you know, he's going to try to be dynamic as usual, and the defense has to be on point.
Is this a good approach, OG, where last week they just loaded up. They loaded up the box. They were five down over the linemen. Yep. They weren't going to let Bijan beat them. That's why they didn't run, brother, because they had one-on-ones all day on the outside. But Kirk Cousins is just not good anymore.
Right.
Is it a good approach, like, for the Dolphins to come out with the same thing? Derek and Lamar are running this ball. Lamar, beat us with your arm. That's the only way you're going to beat the Dolphins today.
Right, but they still, I think, going to run the ball. I think they're going to make, you know, it's the Derrick Henry effect. By the third quarter, those tackles aren't the same tackles, you know, as they were in the first quarter. So I don't know. You know, I think Storm Duck is out. Oh, he was out in the game. I don't know.
He's
gone
for the season.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So, you know, Hawks boy going to have to hold it down.
Jack Jones.
I don't know. I mean, can he cover Bateman? And I forgot you got Zay Flowers too. Right. So it's going to be tough, but I mean, I would for as long as we could hold up, I'd stack the box, you know, cause you know, an option with Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry would be something I would run pretty much. You know what I'm saying? Like, keep it or give it, you know, and let somebody try to make the tackle. So I think we're going to have to do it that way, especially if Chubb's not there, you know, to get the pressure we need. So, we did a lot of things because, I mean, the whole premise was obviously to stop Bijan Robinson, but you had no issue of Kirk Cousins running for 30 yards. You know, not even he was under Tua. Tua was 0.5. His was like 0.1. Like he not running. So that was a little different. Right. So that was a little different. So, you know, whatever we have to do to, you know, keep the ball rolling, I think it was good. I don't know how serious this eye situation is, but I wore a shield and it worked out pretty good. So, you know, we'll go with that.
That's what I was going to ask you, OG. Are you believing in Visor Tua? Because he hit us with he cupped his eye after his third touchdown. And, you know, he looked like he was comfortable. And I know we're talking about the guys up front change the scheme a little bit. But do you feel like Tua Tagovailoa perhaps was just dealing with a lot mentally, and that led to that atrocious Browns game, and now after that win, he can bounce back and continue to have good performances? Because we were talking about him 3 weeks ago, like he was done. He was cooked. Like he wasn't the same Tua anymore. How do you feel after that big performance in Atlanta?
You know, I think we expect those kind of days from Tua. And, you know, when they don't come, then you point to everything, you know, the line, you know, what's going on in the locker room. But, you know, because of the money he's being paid, that's what we expect. So, you know, you're not too excited about it. Like string like four or five of them together, you know, and then we'll be, you know, excited about the cup in your eye and the shield and all that. But, you know, you can't have that game last week and then come back and have a, you know, a 23.9 quarterback
QBR, rate.
You know what I mean? Yeah, you can't do that. Just have to play some football. And I mean, you know, I've been saying, and I truly think if Tua just would run a little bit, would give us a little option, you know what I mean? Like, it would open up, because, you know, like, when A-Chain does the little circle motion and go out behind the receivers, we know you're throwing to him, like, everybody, you know, like, if he just fake it and then maybe run out the other side and
45 yards, what do you mean 4 yards? 45 yards untouched.
Take a minute right. And a half.
He ran the clock out. He ran the whole clock out. Halftime now. Oh, Lord have mercy.
Sometimes you got to fool them. It's the Dan Marino spike play. Sometimes you got to give them something they're not expecting.
Sometimes you
got to
fool them. So I think that would help a lot. You know, I can't tell them exactly when to do it, but I think it would help, you know, get us a few first downs. And, you know, I'm not signed up for the, oh, he's scared, he might get hit. I ain't playing football. Once you cross the line, you sign an agreement that you're going to be 100%. So I'm not – run the ball, man. Like, you know, get some yards. I think that, you know, the top-tier quarterbacks, they all run. None of them just standing in the pocket anymore. I mean, they run. So you got to get a few yards when you can. So, you know, I'm looking forward to it. Usually home teams, you know, win on these Thursday night games. So that bodes well for us being at home. When we win the midnight dark blue – pitch blue or whatever.
Oh, we are? Are we wearing that?
I don't know. No. I'm asking.
No. That was only that one game.
Oh.
Do we know that.
Do we know what unis they're wearing?
I'll look into it right now.
All right.
Orange.
Speaking of orange, Friday is Halloween, the orange holiday.
There you go.
What is the Aronde Gadsden household giving away for Halloween Friday night?
I give away whole Snicker bars.
Do you?
I give away the whole thing.
You do?
I don't like the little ones. I give them the whole thing. Like, get a whole Snicker bar and get out of here.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I'm so down with that because you were an NFL player, man, mm-hmm. and you got a son who's just doing his thing in the NFL. If I ring Aronde's door, I may know it's his house, I may not.
Yes.
He comes to the door and gives me a little fun size, Three Musketeers. Man, I'm right on social media. I'm torching this guy. If you're a professional athlete, and I don't care if it was one season, six. If you're a professional athlete, I better get the full size candy bar if I'm coming to your house.
Listen, I took the choices. I took the selections out. I'm out of selection. I got Snickers, the big ones. That's all. Right. That's all I got.
That's perfect, that's all I got. Though.
I even sit in the driveway on the table and have one bowl.
One big giant Snicker bar.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. And then when it go, I open another pack and put it in. That's all I got. I got Hennessy on the table and Snicker bars. That's all I got in the driveway. That's all I got.
Is that the option for the babies? They can take a shot?
Don't let the child take the Hennessy.
No, we fight the kids, but we need to. You got the Snickers. It's for me to sit out here. So,
mommy, let's go back to the house.
Do you do full size candy bars, Crowder?
No. I just figured I'm giving away signed Channing Crowder cards this year.
nobody wants a signed Channing.
I have a big stack of
unless
them.
Doug Plagans is out trick or treating on Friday.
Hey, look! What you should do is sign the card and then staple some seasoning to it. That'd be nice.
That's not a bad idea. Give away Crowder powder.
Listen, y'all are geniuses. Are you marketing for the parents?
No, don't market it. Just enjoy a little Crowder powder.
Yeah, trick or treat. Yeah. Crowderpowder.com. Hey, kids. Have the shirt on. Y'all are geniuses.
Yeah, I like that.
Your neighbor going to be so mad at you. Two houses down, everything on the floor. Everything on the ground.
It'd be a sandbox filled with Crowder powder.
You got to get a push broom. This Crowder, man.
The kids already hitting
me. Kids in the neighborhood are blinding each other, blowing the Crowder powder into each other's eyes. So you're doing what's the best Halloween candy, Aronde? We've had this conversation every year, but I've always maintained the best one that when DJ used to go trick-or-treating, when he would come back with 100 grand bars, I'd never see those except around Halloween. Those are the best. Nothing better than a 100 grand bar. What's the real treat on Halloween?
I think the small baby Ruth's is my go-to.
They
go in the refrigerator real nice, and, you know, like 2 days from now, you can look in there and be like, oh, I found a little baby Ruth in here. And get
baby Ruth is
you need.
A good bar. Don't sleep
a
on the baby
Ruth.
Baby
Ruth and a 100 grand bar?
Yeah.
Does it come with a T-shot?
How old are you?
What are you talking about? Yeah. Those are the oldest candies in the world.
What are you looking for? A trolley something?
Yes,
I'm not a child. I'm not a child. I'm a 55-year-old man.
Right. You can have those sour gummy worms if you want.
That ain't for me, man.
Yeah,
I like it too.
I like the baby Ruth is a good one. Yeah. But I do not like Butterfingers. I think Butterfingers are the worst candy that gets given out en masse on Halloween.
When you get that multi bag or that bag with all them Three Musketeers can stay in there. They can stay in there.
Really?
I mean, they can. Oh no, ain't nothing in there. It tastes like, you know.
They're very airy.
Yeah, they're very airy. Yeah, ain't nothing in there.
That's nougat.
Nougat.
Is it nougat? I don't think it's nougat in a Three Musketeers.
A little white stormy
caramel.
Jimmy, no, it's not caramel. Call Three Musketeers, Jimmy. Find out what's in there.
what's in the Three Musketeers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Jimmy
in
Miami.
Covered ear.
It is very
chocolate
airy.
Covered ear.
Yeah. It is
yeah.
Very
I don't
airy.
Like it. I don't like it. That's everything else I can fight through. You know what I mean? Like if you just, you know, you got a bag full of candy, you're trying not to let your kid eat it, you know, no razor blades and the apple and everything. And then you look 2 days later and it's a Three Musketeers.
That's such an old man's thing. Because me and Aronde grew up in the era of don't let down your guard because people are putting razor blades in apples. That was our era because there was no social media to discount it or whatever. Like everyone told, right? Your mom told you to go out and check your candy bag when you got home for razor blades.
Check that stupid jack-o'-lantern. It used to hurt my arm. I got an arm on my wrist. I got an imprint on my wrist because I had that stupid jack-o'-lantern.
The razor blades went to weed gummies.
Oh, is that what it is? Got to be careful with weed gummies.
They warn you about people giving these babies weed gummies. Mm. Yeah. That's an expensive Christmas. I mean, Halloween gift,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Why do you want to give that away?
It's Christmas. Yeah, that's
every
bad
kid?
News. That's bad news.
All right. Aronde Gadsden. Who's OG the second got this weekend?
They go to Tennessee.
Oh,
he gonna eat.
Yeah,
they go to Tennessee. They go to Tennessee. So we'll see how that works out. They go to see Cam Ward.
Yeah,
See what he has going on.
Little UM Syracuse matchup. Little reminder.
2 weeks.
Hey, AOG, I saw Justin Herbert was sidelined for a Lakers game the other day. He was with his girlfriend. OG didn't get the invite.
He was courtside. I saw the ball came
there,
at him.
He was there at the Dodgers game last night, too.
Was he?
You mean OG or
Justin Herbert?
No, Justin Herbert.
Oh.
But they did go to because they played the Thursday game, and they had off until today, I think, or yesterday. I think a bunch of players went to Disneyland. I think he got the invite to go there with them. So
that's all right. That's cool.
Yeah, that's all right. Maybe Madison Beer was there.
OG, so we talked to you, and you said he's just going to stay in the weight room. He's leading the league amongst tight ends in receiving yards per game. He's still just in the weight room, huh? And he's in L.A., huh?
Yeah. On the jug machine at night, staying in the complex.
Until that next contract comes, he is on the jugs machine and in the weight room.
Riding his bike to practice.
He is not just in that weight room, Hawk.
Aronde, we love you. We'll talk to you next week, man.
All right, bro. All right, man.
Aronde Gadsden, and man, you got to find his house for Halloween, full size Snicker bars. Stay away from Crowder's house.
Mine is more expensive than his.
You should go trick or treating at Delaware Chicken Farm.
Mine is more expensive than his.
You get some of that fish dip, right? Some stone crab.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I have this fantasy, I've had this for years, of becoming obese and bedridden and just watching TV all day and having people bring me food.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.